Hello, my name is Steve Masler from TroutU.com, and I would like to welcome you to our Cyber Guide series of trout fishing related podcasts. These podcasts will generally discuss in-depth and advanced topics on trout fishing. So, now on to our podcast. Today we will be discussing the little brown stoneflies. There are two families of little brown stoneflies. However, the little brown group of stoneflies includes some that are so black that no one would know the difference, and even some that are almost red. Anglers confuse it even more. They call two different families of stoneflies little blacks. Then they add willow flies, roach flies, and salmon flies. Then finally, there are the golden stoneflies that many confuse the larger little browns with. In other words, it is such a big mess that actually no one knows which insect anyone else is talking about. But here's the good news. The behavior of stoneflies is so similar that it makes little and in some cases no difference. The nymphs all hatch the same way and the females all deposit their eggs about the same way. That is far from the case with mayflies and caddisflies, for example. Before going further, let's focus on the Great Smoky Mountains National Park, which has more species of stoneflies than any other stream in the nation. In fact, there is probably not another type of insect, terrestrial or aquatic, in the streams of the Great Smoky Mountains National Park that is as important to anglers or the trout as stoneflies. Numerous species of all nine families exist in the Smokies. Many of the species exist as nymphs for as long as 2 or 3 years before hatching. During a 4-year time period, including stream samples from just about every stream in the park, including hundreds of samples, it was found that stoneflies represented a huge part of the food available in the streams. Now granted, the stoneflies can stay well hidden and live underneath the rocks on the stream substrate, but they still have to eat and go through growth periods that make them exposed at times other than when they hatch. If you were to take a sample of the aquatic insects and weigh and record them like normal human food, you would find there's a lot of grams of stoneflies per area of the stream's bottom, more than mayflies, caddisflies, and midges. For sure, there are far more stoneflies than damsel and dragonfly nymphs. Of the numerous species of the little brown stoneflies, most all of them are brown. The black-colored ones are one of the two usually called winter stoneflies, and most of them are small. Our perfect fly imitations of the little browns look like this. When you start seeing a lot of the adults on the banks in the grass and bushes, most of the hatch has already occurred, and in fact maybe the entire hatch is completed. Your only option then, if it has ended, is to fish the egg-laying event. In most cases, this will not occur until near dark. Dark, rainy, cloudy days tend to start the egg-laying earlier, however. The female stoneflies will deposit their eggs in the same water they hatched in. It will be the fast water, either runs or riffles. You may see them dipping down to calmer areas within the fast water, but they will always be near the fast water. Wherever you see them is where you want to place your fly. If you don't see any dipping down to the water to deposit their eggs, there is no need to be fishing an adult pattern of the stonefly. If you are only seeing a few of the adults on the banks and you think the hatch may still be occurring, you should fish imitations of the little brown stonefly nymphs late in the afternoon and up until dark, or as late as the law says you can fish. The reason is that they are migrating to the large boulders in the water or the banks to crawl out of the water and hatch. They don't hatch in the water. You want to cast out into the fast water of the stream and bring the nymph imitation back all the way back to the bank. If conditions permit you to do so, it is best to stay well back from the edge of the stream or bank and bring the fly all the way to the edge of the water. That is where the trout look for the nymphs. If you spook them along the bank, you will be wasting your time. If you must wade, such as if there are trees along the edge of the water, then follow this procedure, but from out in the water. The best way to do this is to make an up and across cast and mend the line in a couple of times to help get the fly down on the bottom. You want it weighted as necessary to do that. Let it swing all the way around to a downstream position and come completely back to the bank below your position. In this case, you are fishing in a downstream direction. When you finish a cast, take a step downstream and make another cast. The idea is to cover all the water along the banks adjacent to the fast water. By the way, the method I'm describing works for all species Of all the families of stoneflies, they all crawl out of the water to hatch. I hope you enjoyed today's discussion on little brown stoneflies. Be sure to check out our Perfect Fly brand flies and other trout fishing related items in our online store located at troutu.com/store.